Okay, good morning, everybody. So nice to see you guys. I haven't seen some of you in so long. Hi, Mary. There you are. So, oh my goodness, it's just this room is full of love. I love everybody here. It's amazing to me the years I spent in Juneau with this group, and I've spent some time with Ketchikan people too. So I hope they're still with us. There you are. I see you. So anyway, I'm Barbara. I'm a compulsive overeater, food addict, whatever you want to call it. I can't pick up certain foods without eating them for 10 years, binging on them. It's impossible. I've tried everything there is. Believe me, there's nothing I haven't tried to, what is it, maintain a healthy weight. And it just nothing works, nothing at all works. So I'm glad I'm here because this does work, and I'm really grateful for that today. I 4 months ago, and I didn't celebrate because on the 15th I'll have 4 months of abstinence. Yeah, clean, beautiful, wonderful, perfect abstinence, which I don't think I've ever accomplished, and I've been around here a while. But I never really played by the rules. I'm not too good at that. So I would believe all my, I tell myself little things like, well, this isn't that big a deal. I can just do this and I can just do that. And I bet everybody knows about all of that. And it is really. So I was talking to a friend the other day and we were discussing, this is really the end of the road for me. I'm at an age where I really have been fortunate to be rid of a lot of. I'm on Zoom, just so you know. have be rid of a lot of horrible, horrible habits and addiction and alcoholism. I'm not rid of them, but they're not activated. And now my food addiction is not activated one day at a time, which I'm grateful for. And all I have to do to activate that is take one. And it might not happen today, it might not happen for a month, but it will happen. I will go forth with that way. So and this program for me, it's always one day at a time because I cannot keep this abstinence without taking it one day at a time. And as busy as my life is, which I'm grateful for because before I got into all of the things I've been into, I really didn't have much of a life. Sleeping all day was a great option for me. I mean, there was nothing else I had to do. I just didn't have anything going on. So I'm a little busy and I'm sorry about that, but I think that will calm down. But I just want to tell you that the getting the food plan started and getting on that food plan and then staying on that food plan, it all took time and consideration. It still does. I mean, it's and the help of a sponsor. And I think that was my mistake. Even though I had a really good sponsor before, she helped me in every way she could, I wouldn't let anybody tell me what to do. Do you know who I am? I mean, it's so ridiculous, but that's how I am. anyway, this is a great opportunity to be able to talk about this. And so I want to tell you a quick little story. So the other day, a friend of mine from my other program asked me for a book, and I had the book. I thought I had the book, and I said, well, I'll look in my storage. So I got in my storage, and I got in all these boxes with all these books, and I found the book I was looking for, and I found some other great books that I have, and I didn't even know I had. And another group that book that I had was this book. And I just thought it was an AA literature that I didn't remember reading. And I certainly, I never thought much about it, except that what's interesting, a couple of days later, I picked it up. I had it laying on our island here and I picked it up and I looked at it and I went, oh, this is OA. And then I realized it said 12th step within. And I remember Leslie mentioning to me, excuse me for if that was crotch talk, but that this. Today, the 12th of December, every year we celebrate the 12th step within. So I'm like, what is this 12th step within? Because I really kind of missed it all the time. I've been coming to OA. I missed a lot. You know that. And so looked at it and I went, oh my gosh, this is about what we do once we get abstinent and we have gotten to a place where we're, you know, we're pretty comfortable. We're going to maybe be okay if we do it one day at a time and stay with this, where we feel like we can offer ourselves as sponsor, we can offer ourselves to help. And that is, of course, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. Well, I'm on step 9, but I'm going to get that spiritual awakening. And it also says sponsor up to the depth of your experience, in so many words, paraphrasing. So I'm sponsoring up to the depth of my experience, which is the 9th step and 4 months of abstinence. But anyway, I thought that was really cool because I was speaking today and Leslie had told me, well, you'll be speaking on the 12th, which is also the 12th step within day, International OA Day. And I'm just like, really? So it was exciting. And then, so then I read some of it and I don't know why I had this and I hadn't really read it or I didn't remember it, but there's a lot of really helpful things, especially for someone like me who has relapsed several times. At one point when I lived in Juneau, I think I had 3 years or something. And, but I was sliding away long before I could call that a, you know, could admit to myself that that was a relapse. I think I was, well, I was eating some strange stuff, I'll tell you. Things that were, I had, you know, oh no, this is okay because this is this and this is that. It's not meat and it's, you know, forget it. It did it. It did the job. So then when I moved away from Juneau to Prince of Wales Island where I live now, I finished off that relapse and I got about 50 pounds heavier. And so today I will tell you that I do qualify. My highest weight has been 180 pounds. And right now my weight is between 148 and 150. And I'll know more on the 15th when I get to weigh again. So if you don't know it, which I think most everybody knows that we weigh some plans. If you commit to a plan, that's up to you is what I'm learning. So I committed to the plan that I would only weigh myself once a month because I was going on those scales every day. And if I gained an ounce, then I would spiral into shame and eat. And if I lost an ounce, I'd, oh, it's okay. I can have more, you know, so it didn't work very good. It wasn't a good regulator. What works really well for me is weighing and measuring every bite I eat. And I haven't done that perfectly either. But I consider my abstinence to be perfect in the sense that I have not strayed off from the red foods in my red food list, which everybody probably knows that term. It's just the foods that, you know, you really are not, you've decided yourself are not really safe for you to eat. And so there's really only about a handful that I really feel are super unsafe. But there, you know, you can add to that. Found that out. So, and there's some foods that I can eat safely only if I weigh and measure them. So that's something else that I've learned. So anyway, that's basically. I mean, it's. I don't know if I've been. I've only been talking 10 minutes. I probably could find another story if you guys want to hear it. But it has been amazing. So one thing that happened. After that relapse, this is so much about, you know, relapse for me because I really thought I had this down. I really thought, oh, well, this is not that hard, you know. And I've seen people come and go in OA, AA, NA that have that same story. Well, this is not such a big deal. I feel fine. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna binge. And you know, you believe that. Because it seems like it's not a big deal. I mean, you feel good. You feel like, okay, I got this. I won. And, you know, lo and behold, it sneaks up on you and you're not, you didn't, you don't, you can't. And you have to go back and admit it. And that's what happened. I was doing this really cool diet. I have a great experience with diets, and numerous crazy foods plans and, if that's out there, I've tried it and never had any anything like long-term success. But this food plan I was on, it was pretty cool because it got me back in the habit of logging my food and calling it in. And I was doing it with this app, which was, because I like apps, you know. So I was doing it with the app, and I had actually lost a few pounds. So I thought, okay, this is really cool. But then I could eat all these things. I didn't have a red list. I couldn't discern. I was in this food fog, and my mind really wasn't where it is now. It wasn't sane. I wasn't sane. And so I was just like, and then I'd get on the scales. Well, that didn't work. Well, I'll try this. So I could be doing that forever, I guess, you know, figuring out ways I'm going to outsmart God, you know, which didn't work very good either. So I had to realize that. And so this meeting kept me going. I went to Juneau for the rally September before last. And this was before we had to wear masks and stuff. And I was sitting in the meetings, and this is what I mean about this group. I was sitting in a meeting in Juneau, an AA meeting at an AA rally, and here come my pals from OA. And they just grab me and say, "Hey, come on, we're going to a meeting. You want to come?" And I said, "Sure." And I, you know, the thing was that I didn't feel like, do they know I've relapsed? And what would they think of me? Because I mean, you could just look at me and know I relapsed. It's like, this is one thing about overeating is you can always see it. So, but I went to that meeting and it got me started going to this meeting again, but I still needed more convincing. And so I still needed to fail a few more times. And so I did. And then one day I thought, well, I was periodically going to meetings at this point. I was just, you know, well, I can't come this week because of that. And I can't come that, you know, we've all done that too, I'm sure. I just didn't want to go because I was trying to get around, you know, saying, you know, I've been relapsing and, you know, telling the truth. So if it had ever come up, I'd just say, well, I'd answer real vague and general. Well, I'm doing real good now. Yeah, I've been, you know, like you would think I was doing fine. And you couldn't see me because I was on the phone from Prince of Wales. So that didn't work very long. And then I finally, they kept telling me the tools, you got to telephone, sponsor, I think food plan, but not abstinence. Abstinence is not a tool. It is a tool. It's not a tool. That's what I thought. I just read that the other day. I said, that makes sense because abstinence for me is, one day at a time. It's a level of deliverance from binge eating. It's hard to describe, but it has a lot to do with my higher power, whom I call God. So anyway, so I could be very vague and general. I say, oh yeah, I'm doing great, and you know, and they're probably were kind of chuckling. I don't know, they are now, so probably. But anyway, then I called one of the members. And she said something that I had missed completely in this. I probably have been going off and on to AA for 20, 25 years. And it said, we just read it and I don't have it written down here. So if I get it wrong, call it paraphrasing. It said, abstinence is the action of refraining from compulsive eating in order, while maintaining a healthy weight. I think that's the gist of it. And I went, oh, refraining, not, you know, it's not like doing the new diet right. And, you know, it was just so revealing to me. And that was when I don't know what happened. I just got willing. And so I called her back and I asked her to be my sponsor because my other sponsor was pretty involved in other stuff and I had already talked to her, so I had accidentally done everything right, which was really okay. It was all okay with everybody, and that's what I love about this group, and that's what I love about my abstinence. And I am just lucky to be here, just so grateful to be here. And now I'm actually doing the work, which is also pretty amazing for me, the work in OA. Because what I told myself before is, well, you know, I've done the 12 steps. I know how to do the 12 steps. I know the book backwards and forwards, you know, but I never had worked the 12 steps of OA as much as my loving sponsors had tried to convince me. Never did it. And so now I'm doing it. And I just thank God for that, because I mean, I could have done the same thing I did before, but for some reason, when that day came that I actually picked up the phone, it started to change. And that was where the tools led me into abstinence. So anyway, that's what it was like. That's what happened. Oh my gosh, I can't have 5 more minutes. 2 minutes? 3 minutes? 3. Okay, good. We're doing well. So anyway, just to round it all up, I probably don't have a big story too much anymore because I've only got 4 months. So I'm really am a newcomer in the true sense of the word, because I never ever let anything you told me penetrate. But I do now. And I love these meetings. I love how if I come to this meeting, I always hear something I need to hear. I never go away. And also never go away feeling like I'm not loved and not accepted. I that's something you have accomplished. I don't know much about other OA meetings. I haven't really attended many outside of this one. But I'm going to do more on Zoom. And another thing that's really been helpful in staying out of relapse has been listening to those podcasts that you all talk about all the time. Those are good. You're right. So I've really enjoyed that. And it just keeps going. And it's like by the end of the day, my cup gets drained. I'm pretty empty. And in the mornings, it comes right back up because, you know, I have the prayer. I have the habit of prayer and meditation. And then I have all this work I have to do to get through the rest of these 12 steps for OA. So by the time I've done all that work, you know, I'm pretty motivated to eat off my food plan and not change anything, because I do not want to do 1 through 12 again. not in a while. Okay, thank you. I'm going to stop. I got to stop. If you have questions or comments, please just jump right in there.
Thank you, Barb.